You're up early, Roger.
Yeah, Mom, I had to work on my science project.
It looks great. What is it?
It's a model of the human brain. What do you think?
I think you're gonna flunk science.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, good morning, baby. Mm.
Raj, if you're gonna eat that mess, you can at least use a spoon.
This is not my breakfast. It's paper mache. Now get out of my face.
Do you hear the way your son is talking to your daughter?
Why don't you leave Raj alone? Can't you see he's trying to do his homework?
Leave him alone? He's the one who's always picking on me.
Well, sometimes you deserve it.
It's getting tougher and tougher to live in this house. Bye, Mama.
Hold on, young lady. Where do you think you're going?
School.
School? What about breakfast?
I haven't got time.
It's only 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? I'm late.
For what? School doesn't start for an hour.
I know. I'm just getting in shape for busing.
Your sister.
Mm-mm, that's your daughter. I had no choice in the matter.
Principal Bradley from Dr. Claymore, school psychologist. We'll meet with you this afternoon to discuss fourth grade students. Come in.
Is this where I'm supposed to be?
If you're D. Thomas, it is. I'm Dr. Claymore. Why don't you have a seat and we'll discuss your problem.
Look, first let's get something straight. I'm not here to talk about my problem. I've got no problems. I'm here for a friend.
Oh, sure. I understand.
That's good, because if I had a problem, I'd handle it myself. That's the kind of person I am.
See. Okay, then. What's your friend's name?
She asked me not to tell. She would have come here herself, but she's not ready to open up to a stranger. Nothing personal.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
What are you writing?
Nothing.
Well, pay attention.
Okay.
Now, here's my friend's problem.
Yeah.
Things have been hard for her lately. She's getting very depressed. You should write this part down.
Oh, okay. Go on.
You see, she's got it bad at home.
In what respect?
I'm coming to that. I'll get to it all. Just be patient with the person.
Oh, sure. Of course. I'm sorry. Go on.
Her brother is always picking on her. And what's worse, her mother is always taking his side. She feels like everybody's ganging up on her, and she's getting fed up. I mean, fed up to here. The last straw. The end of her rope.
What?
Are you getting all this?
Oh.
The end of her rope.
Okay. I have it. Go on.
She's thinking about leaving home.
Yeah. Oh. She's gonna run away?
You got it, Doctor.
Friend has a real problem.
Sure, I wouldn't be here if she was just biting her nails.
But I think we can work it out. But only if she doesn't run away. We can't help her with her problem. She's not here now, can we?
Where do you get all this wee stuff? I'm only in the 6th grade. You're the one with all the diplomas.
Right, well, I'm sure I can help her. Why don't you come back tomorrow and we'll talk about it some more, okay?
You're the doctor.
Great. Oh, Dee, you think you, your friend, can put off running away for one more day?
I think I can handle that. But you have to come up with some answers quick. Any more pressures and this kid's gonna snap.
Roger, it's 10 to 8. Shouldn't you be leaving for school?
With half a brain?
It's never stopped you before. Dee-dun-dun-dee-dun-dun. Hello? Yes, this is she.
Come in. Hey.
What's happening? Aren't you gonna eat this, Raj?
No.
Thanks. I love cream of wheat.
Rerun, that's not cream of wheat. That's paper mache.
Well, give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything.
Will you quit it? This, I'm making my science project.
Yeah, it looks good, Raj.
What is it?
It's a kidney dummy.
It's not a kidney dummy. It's a brain.
No kidding? I didn't know brains look like kidneys.
They don't. How can I hand this in? It's way too small.
Just say it's reruns.
Be quiet. Be quiet down. My mama's on the phone. Sorry. Hey, Dwayne, are you still working on your science project with that foxy Diane Lewis?
Yeah, we've been working on it all week. We're making a butterfly collection, but we haven't found any yet.
Where you been looking?
So far, just on her couch.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's the matter, Mama?
Roger, have you been picking on Dee?
Not really. Why?
That was the psychologist at Dee's school. She went to see him this morning.
For what?
Well, she thinks that you and I are picking on her too much, and she told him things are so bad at home, she's thinking of running away.
Well, maybe I have been snapping at her lately. What else did he say?
Well, he said the best thing for us to do is just go out of our way to be very nice to her.
For how long?
What do you mean, for how long? Until he can get to the bottom of her problems. That's for how long.
Wow. Knowing Dee, that could take years.
At least Dee was smart enough to go see a professional about her problem.
Yeah. Maybe if you went to see a professional about your problem, Rerun, you'd lose weight.
I don't have a problem, Dwayne.
What do you call that?
Herbie.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
Okay, okay. Now remember, just act casually, be really nice, but, you know, don't overdo it.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Dee.
How'd you look nice today?
Doesn't she look so pretty?
Yeah, I love your dress.
Mm-hmm. Your hair looks pretty, too, today.
If it's money you want, you can forget it.
We don't want any money. We're just happy to see you. Guess what this is?
Rerun's lunch.
You got a cute sister, Raj.
Go ahead, open it. It's for you.
Wow, it's those new skates I wanted. All right, what gives?
Nothing. We just wanted to give you a present.
Yeah, is that a crime?
So that's it. The skates are hot.
Listen, Dee. On our way home, we passed the toy store, and Raj said, I want to give Dee a present, and that's all there was to it.
Hold on. The last time you were this nice to me, I had to have my tonsils out, and Mom baked cookies.
Dee, come here, baby. Look what Mommy made for you, your favorite chocolate cake.
Yeah. Give it to me straight. How sick am I?
No, baby. There's nothing wrong with you. Nothing at all. Hey, you're perfectly healthy, and we all love you. And you can have roller skates and a cake and anything else you want. Anything. Just name it. What's that, baby?
Air. Robin.
Hi, Dee. Could I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. Come in.
Hi, Mr. Thomas. Hi, fellas.
Hi, Robin.
I have a little favor to ask. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if I can talk to Robin alone.
Well, yeah, right.
Well, did you see the school psychologist today?
Yeah, and he said exactly what I thought he'd say, that a person must face their problem instead of running away.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I'm seeing him again tomorrow.
Again?
Yeah, again. This thing's gonna take a little time. He's not too bright.
It's nice of you to do this for me. I hope you didn't mind seeing the doctor about my problem.
What are friends for? Listen, you go home, be cool, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Oh, Dee, you're a terrific friend. Bye.
Bye. It's not easy being Dear Abby.
Come
Come in.
Hi, Dr. Claymore.
Hi, Dee. Why don't you have a seat? So, how's your friend doing?
She's doing fine. I don't think she's upset anymore. It helped her to know you thought her problems could be solved.
Good.
I've been working with her, too.
Oh, well, that's important.
Frankly, I don't think she ever meant to run away. She was just looking for attention.
Hey, that makes a lot of sense.
Then why aren't you writing this down? This is big stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't really come to talk about my friend today, though.
Oh, who would you like to talk about?
Me. I'm the one with the problem.
Oh, right, Dee. Right. That's good.
What's the matter with you? I tell you I got troubles, and you act like you just won a date with Lola Falana.
I'm sorry, Dee. I'm just pleased that you were admitting that you yourself had the problem. Okay, now, what is it?
Listen to this, Doc. Okay. It could be bad. You see, a couple of years ago, my brother came home and gave me a present. Later, I found out he knew I had to have my tonsils out. Yesterday, my brother came home and gave me a pair of skates. Not just any skates. I'm talking about the top of the line. Then my mother walks in with a cake.
Oh, what do you think that behavior means?
Major surgery.
Or it means that they're trying to let you know that they care a lot about you.
I know that.
You didn't seem to know that yesterday. Yesterday you said that they didn't respect you, that they didn't care.
What's the matter with you? Yesterday I wasn't talking about me. I was talking about my friend.
Your real friend?
Yeah, my real friend.
Not just you making believe you were your friend.
What are you talking about? She's sitting right outside.
Dee, we mustn't let our imagination get the best of us.
I'm telling you, she's sitting outside. Can I get your secretary on this?
Yes.
Breaker, breaker, this is sugar and spice. Would you send that little kid in? 10-4. You'll see. Dr. Claymore, this is Robin Mitchell. You know my real friend? I can mention her name now. She's coming out of the closet.
Hello, Robin.
Don't climb up on me now, Robin.
I'm sorry I didn't come myself, but I was afraid. I'm not afraid anymore.
Oh, that's good. That's real good. Why don't you make an appointment with my secretary, and we'll talk some more about it, okay?
Give the guy a chance.
Well, if you say so.
Don't worry, it'll work out fine.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Well, I guess we cleared that up.
That's fine for Robin, but what about my problem?
Well, your problem is not a problem. It's a misunderstanding.
What kind of a misunderstanding?
It was my little mistake.
What do you mean a little mistake? You're a paid professional.
Dee, sometimes people come in here to talk about a friend, and they're really talking about themselves.
You gotta learn to trust a person.
Dee, I better call your mother back and tell her not to worry.
You called my mother?
Yeah, well, yesterday I...
Dumb.
I'm sorry, Dee.
You're sorry? My whole family is walking around doing wonderful things for me because of your blunder, and you say you're sorry?
I better call your family right now and straighten this whole thing out.
No, I'll do it for you. I'll tell them as soon as I get home. You can trust me. I'm not disturbing you, am I, Raj?
Oh, no, just enjoy yourself. Oh, Dee, look what you've done. Look what you don't...
Did I break your brain?
No, that's all right, that's all right. I'll just get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and make another one. I got other homework to do anyway.
You know what, Raj? I really shouldn't skate while you're doing your homework.
Thank you, Dee.
So don't do it.
What?
Yeah, and start doing mine.
Right, okay. I'll do it.
It's so nice to have a big brother around here to take care of me. I didn't think you loved me.
Oh, no, Dee. Always remember that Mom and I love you very much.
Really?
Really.
Then how about giving me an allowance?
You already have an allowance.
Not from you.
Dee, Mama gives you $1 a week, and that's plenty.
Raj, wake up. How far do you think a dollar goes today? In my lifetime alone, the cost of a candy bar has doubled, and they're cutting back on the nuts.
All right, I'll give you an extra 50 cents a week.
In advance? I thought you were going to do my homework.
I will.
Well, then get my books. How about some milk and cookies?
Dee, I gave you a chocolate bar before.
Is before now?
You're right.
Get the door, Raj.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's happening, Raj? You ready to go to the game?
Yeah.
Sorry, fellas. Raj can't go to the game. He's taking me to the movies.
What?
But if you'd rather go to the game and break my heart, go ahead. I'll be in my room crying on my pillow.
No. I'll take you to the movies.
Great. I'll go get the movie section.
Okay.
Well, have a good time, Raj. We'll be thinking about you behind home plate.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you guys gonna go to the movies with me?
No offense, Raj, but being nice to Dee is really getting to us.
Look, Raj, we need a night off.
Don't we all?
Hi, Mrs. Thomas.
Oh, hi, Rick.
Bye, Mrs. Thomas.
Bye, Mrs.
Oh, Mama, I'm so glad you're home.
Oh, what's wrong?
Being nice to Dee is driving me crazy. I've been running around here all afternoon. I made her bed, I cleaned the room. I've been waiting on her hand and foot. And I couldn't even do my homework because she was playing roller derby.
On my floors?
What can I do?
Then you mean to tell me she didn't tell you there's nothing wrong with her?
Nothing wrong?
That's right. I went to see Dr. Claymore, and he told me there's nothing wrong with her.
Nothing wrong?
Well, she went to see him about somebody else's problem, and she promised she'd tell us as soon as she got home.
Nothing wrong?
Snap out of it, Roger.
Snap out of it. This little girl's and she fell on top of me, and then she broke my brain. I said, Dee, we love you. That little creep. She's had me run around like a fool all day long. And now I'm going to miss the ball game.
No, you won't. No, you won't. Now you just run and catch up with Dwayne and rerun, and I'll handle her.
Oh, thanks. Nothing wrong.
Roller skating in my living room, and my furniture all rearranged.
Hi, Mama.
Oh, hello, darling.
Where's Raj?
Well, Raj is not here. I told him he can go to the game.
And he went? I thought he loved me.
Oh, he does love you, and so do I. And I have a wonderful surprise for you.
What?
Well, there's a very special place I want to take you tonight. And when we get there, I'm going to give you something very, very special.
Good. Let's go.
But first, there are a few things I have to do here.
Like what?
Well, I have to do the laundry and straighten out Roger's closets and dresser and stuff.
Why didn't Raj do them?
I forgot to ask him. But I want it done tonight. Maybe I'll put off the surprise until later.
No, Mama. You do the laundry and I'll do Roger's room.
Well, then there's the vacuuming and I have to change the linen and stuff.
I'll handle it. Please, Mama.
Oh, all right, baby.
Can you give me a hint about the surprise?
Well, I'll tell you this much. It's something you really deserve. And I'm going to have fun giving it to you. Are you sure, hon?
Yes.
All the drawers are neat and arranged?
Yes.
And the closets?
Both of them. You know, Raj is really a slob.
You did Roger a big, big favor.
Can we go to the surprise now?
I really should clean my room and do the windows first. Maybe I'll save the surprise for tomorrow. I'm very tired.
Why put off till tomorrow what you can do today? I'll handle it.
All right, baby.
Finished everything, Mama. Can we go to the surprise now?
We sure can. Come on.
Where you going, Mama?
To the surprise place to give you the surprise thing.
Upstairs?
Uh-huh.
The surprise is in my room?
Surprised?
Yeah. Did you speak to anyone lately at my school?
You mean like this morning and Dr. Claymore?
Mm-hmm. Trouble.
Yeah, big, big trouble. Now, come on, young lady, let's go.
Can you let me explain my side first?
I promise you, Dee, I'll look at your side. And consider everything right from the bottom. Now,
I still think Reggie Smith made the play of the game. I mean, taking a home run away with the bases loaded.
How come I don't remember that?
That's when you went to get your hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. One with mustard, one with ketchup, one with relish, and one with the works.
I mean, how often do you see a play like Lopes made? I mean, he jumps high in the air, spears a line drive, steps on second, and throws the first. Triple play.
When was that?
The fifth inning. You were up getting ice cream.
All right. All 31 flavors.
But, Dwayne, do you think Garvey was safe on that play at the plate?
I don't know, but the catcher still had the ball in his hands when they carried him off the field unconscious, so.
I didn't see that. Where was I?
Getting a pizza.
Oh, yeah. Heavy on the pepperoni. You guys are right. What a great game. Who won?
The guy who owns the refreshment stand.
Well, I better be going.
All right. Hey, what's in the bag, Rod?
Just a little something I got for Dee.
Even after she lied and used you, you're getting her a present?
Well, I knew what she was in for tonight, so I got her something she could really use.
Yeah, well, what is it?
A Dodger seat cushion.